Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Today is Saturday, December 14th, 2013, and it is Saturday night on the Lightship, so we're delighted that you're all here. If this is your first time listening, a special welcome to you, and tonight is a wonderful opportunity for you to get to know the Creation Lightship Healings and Ron a little bit better. We have a wonderful show planned for you tonight. While we're waiting for Ron to come on the air, you could bring up a picture of the beautiful light being that can be found on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com, or on the BBS website. Now open that up, and when he comes on, he will activate that for peace energy for all of us. I just want to also remind everybody, today was the wonderful four-hour call where we got 7 containers of water charged. Ron does this once a month, and tomorrow and the 2 subsequent Sundays will be our 8-hour calls, and during that time, you're on Creation Lightship for 8 hours, and it's just wonderful. So those dates are tomorrow the 15th, then the 22nd, and the 29th. And tonight, at probably about halfway through the show, we'll have a visit to the Lightship so you could have a sort of sample of what it's like to experience healing from the light beings, and it's really wonderful, and we're glad that you're listening. So now I'll welcome Ron to the show.
Hi, everybody. So let's bring in the peace energy, and the light being will bring it in for you, and here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you should feel pretty good. And I have a question for everybody. So we've been talking a lot about timelines. This one here will be one that might make you kind of think about something. So we all know that we're living our life, living whatever we're doing, doing what we're doing, having a good time. And then maybe all of a sudden you get a pain in your body and you go, ouch, that really hurt. You know, what is that? Well, typically it's these unwanted universal travelers doing something to us. But let's bring it more home, okay, it's closer to home. So all of a sudden you get a pain in your back, or maybe your foot feels a little off. And you don't know where it came from, but you can think now, oh, that came from a timeline that I was on. Well, let's just say that you're driving now and your back's kind of hurting, and you're in your car driving back home from, you know, doing groceries or, you know, shopping or something. Maybe you just have to meeting. And all of a sudden you hear on the radio that maybe a few miles from where you were was maybe a fire or a really, really bad accident, okay, of some sort. So you get home and you go, wow, I better see it because I heard about it. I want to see what's on the news tonight. So you turn on your news channel and you're watching it and they're showing you all what happened. And all of a sudden you look and you go, man, that person looks like me in the background over there. And they're holding their back. Oh, everybody, that's food for thought. I won't go any further. So basically, what does that mean? You actually saw yourself, a double of you, a clone of you, having it and seeing that, and now you have it. So that's a first-hand clue of you being on a timeline, and you were able to view yourself. So I'm just wondering if anybody out there actually had that experience, something similar, where they saw somebody look like them, you know, on the footage of maybe a TV program or something, news, or maybe somebody that you know said, hey, you know, I saw you over here doing this and that, and I waved at you, and you looked at me, you didn't do anything. And I thought, what kind of goofy person is this, you know? Are they mad at me or something? They always say hi. And instead, they turned around and walked away. Oh, anybody have that experience? So we'll have call-ins just for that tonight, where you've had your own paranormal experience, and if you're wondering what the heck's up. So now we know what we can do. We can do timeline crashes on that because you were directly involved with that particular situation. And although you're just bringing back the negative stuff that's happened to you, like a bad back or pain or something, and, you know, just let's see what we get here on callers. We're going to extend our paranormal night for tonight. So what you'd want to do then, just, you know, the answer to the question, which you're probably asking, yikes, that happened to me, or I was told about that, or I really feel empathic about this situation. What do you do? Well, you better get on those timeline crashes and get that out of your life. So back to you, Ann. You want to add anything?
Well, you did remind me that, you know, I do want to remind everyone that what we do on these shows is a sample. You know, of like as you were just saying, if that's happened to you, you want to do a timeline crash. So everything that Ron is saying, or whenever he does a sample of a healing, if you're affected by that, that's a very definite sign that you need to go deeper into that and do whatever healing that is. And, well, we all need to be doing timeline crashes, that's for sure. And also, I just want to say to people that you can ask your questions on the Fast Chat. You can send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you could phone in tonight. And I believe our moderator is putting the phone number on the Fast Chat. So we did, while we're waiting, Ron, for people to respond to that question, we did have some healing questions that were left over from last night. So how about if we go into that now?
Sure, that'd be great. Okay.
And they're good ones, I think, I feel. One is, let me just pull this up here, about the emotional body clearing, which Ron always indicates that we need to do that first. So this person has done the emotional lifetime clearing, and she said, with the and she's done also the unlimited add-on, so that means she's doing it. She said, I run it once a week, sometimes every day. So does she need to put it into the New Earth transfer every time she runs it?
Maybe once a week.
Okay. And the New Earth transfer is a free process that you access just like a healing on Ron's website. And all the healings that you do, including the free ones, you put into, you sort of, you're creating a list on, and there's a space holder the light beings are keeping for all of us with our healings, so that at the time of ascension, all the things you've done will be sure to count, and you'll be, they'll be able to find you more easily. Am I saying that correctly, Ron?
Yeah, that's correct, yes, uh-huh.
So it's important to do that New Earth transfer. And I think that was a really good question, because it's true with clearings like the entity, or rather the emotional body, if you've done a whole life, you're going to be running that all the time. So that's a good idea, Ron, to just update every, like, once a week. And should you put in some of the issues, or should you just put in emotional body clearing?
Just probably the emotional body clearing, just the clearing itself. If you wanted to add a little more to it, that might be good, but the emotional clearing, if you're doing that, would be good to have. You know,
right.
You just stated because it goes with the time that you did it, you see.
Right.
But you could add the other if you want. It's only a few more words, you know.
Right, right. You just stick it in there. And then this, I believe we actually answered this listener by email, but I thought it might be worth sharing in case other people might have the same or a similar question. She was doing a healing. It happened to be the seven-generation clearing, and she stopped in the middle of it. Now, that she has the one-time use clearing, and her question was, can she just go back on it again to finish it up? And I think the misunderstanding is when she saw one use, she thought that means she couldn't log into the healing again. But you absolutely can.
Yeah, when you do a clearing, you know, you want to have it completed. So if you have to stop, by all means, just stop and go into it over again, you know, if you need to. Just begin where you left off. No need to go back and do the whole thing over again. Just know where you stopped and then continue on from there. If you don't know exactly where you are, then go back, you know, to a point to where you know that you, you know, did one and just continue on. It doesn't matter if you go over something twice or not. I think we have a beep there. Do we have a caller
online? Yes, I think so, too. Do we have a caller?
Yes, hi, Ron. Hi, I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Yes, I had an experience similar to what Ron's talking about, that I had a relative that died, and after they died, they have a morbid feeling. And I traced it out to, I guess you don't call it a cord, that's one person to another, but a timeline would be from me to a parallel planet to this replicated image of this relative that died. And she was sending me a morbid feeling from this timeline. I suppose she called it a timeline. And so it was after death that I was flying to this relative, and then I'm working on crashing that timeline. Is the proper word is timeline going to that replicated relative on a parallel?
Kind of lost you a little bit, Larry, there a little bit.
Yeah, you kind of cut off there at the end, Larry. I don't think you finished your last thought. You were asking, is that a timeline issue that needs to be cleared? Is that what you were asking?
Is it a timeline that goes from me to a parallel planet to a replicated relative?
Wow. Can you see that, Ron, if that's what's going on? Would a timeline keep us connected to a dead relative?
Yeah, a timeline could.
Replicated.
So could the emotional body keep you connected.
Okay, so what happened?
I guess the main thing is, I guess the first thing to realize is that when you're living, everybody listening, everybody on this planet, you're all on a timeline. Okay? So you're living on a timeline, so yes. That would be correct, Larry. Are there future timelines that you could be living on? Yes, and also past ones. You really want to be in the moment. But let's just forget about that and just talk about timelines. So, yeah, it's very possible that you could be in a past and or a future timeline, and that relative could be dead on this timeline. Okay, in the now, we'll call it, okay? And the other timelines, they still could be living. And are you having communication with that person on that timeline? Yes, if you're on it. Maybe in that timeline, people live to be 150 years old, and the guy's 90. On this timeline, he died at 90. Okay, but over there, he's still got some more mileage to go, and so do you. Okay? Remember, you hear about the aliens. People talk about aliens, and all of a sudden you go, gee, some live to be 2,000 years of age. Now, wasn't that Methuselah? Something like that. Anyway, but switching gears here. So all of a sudden, they're telling you how long they live. Well, that's on their timeline. And maybe they're trying to correlate that to our timeline. So we go, wow, if they're living 2,000 years, they got a lot more mileage out of their life, you know, over 20 times that we have. And so, but maybe to them, you know, that 2,000 years, you know, is completely different. So, you have to realize that everything out there is on a timeline. And how is it coming to you, and are you living on it? Are you living on a timeline of regret and sadness and anger and fear? Well, that's all you're going to be bringing to you, is that theme on that timeline and other timelines. It's all going to come to you, because it has to. Remember, that's your self-fulfilling prophecy. Whatever you're thinking about, remember, you're in mind energy. So when you're in mind energy, whatever you think about comes to you, law of cause and effect. So that's why I say, you know, you're going to be drawing the opposite to you to balance out where you are now. if you can start doing your work, okay? So if you can get rid of the energy of maybe being in lack or being poor, then what's going to come to you? The same amount of energy as you make your baby steps, because you can't clear it all at one time, you know, because you have to go through a process to get rid of the DNA stored inside of you. If you only had a couple of DNA particles of memory, you know, like one cassette tape, you know, we'll say, and or DVD, and you go, wow, only got one of these, you know. Instead, you probably got millions, but you say you only have one. Well, you could just chuck that thing out of here, and all of a sudden that issue's gone completely out of you, and now you can have whatever you wanted to. So you may only have one, hypothetically, if you just have one DVD of lack and being poor, get rid of that, and where are you going to be then? You're not going to be dwelling out because you got rid of all the information. So when you're dealing with lack and everything else, then you're a debtor, okay? So when you're a debtor, then you work with the laws of cause and effect. You deal with energies, and you're bringing stuff to you. You take away stuff from you. The other way to say it, when you're a creditor, then you're in the now. So you can think of anything as long as you don't think of something that's in mind energy. So you go into your heart, and then you manifest from there. So you can still be in the now once you switch into mind energy. That's what I tell people all the time. On this program that we're talking about here, sometimes people will start reading the fast chat, okay? This is why I say don't read it, okay? If I make a comment about a healing, that's great. But if you're there just to read the fast chat all the time, then you're not really hearing the program because you're caught off into mind energy. So you can be bouncing back and forth. So you could be in the moment, get jarred, and then start thinking, and then you're going to be in the debtor arena, okay, where now you're working with cause and effect. You're in your heart center in the moment on the only timeline that source created, and everything's available to you. That's why they kind of use the term your heart's desire, that you have to be in the present moment. And that's unlimited. Remember, the darkness copies the light, and the darkness, you know, brings forth all these situations and things that you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. All the rules and regulations of what you can do and what you can't do. And this is all information that you already probably know about because you probably already experienced it. Okay? So when you're in the moment, you're a lot more conscious of what you're doing. The whole thing is to manifest from the present moment. And then everything's available to you. That's what the Bible talks about, okay? Mind the kingdom, and then there you are. Okay, otherwise you're in mind energy, and you're going to be working through all the different systems of whatever's out there. And if you live long enough, you overcome and master all of these. Okay? But why go through all that stuff? Just to do the easiest way possible, get into the now, and make your life better, and then to become in peace. After you get done with all this reality and duality and everything else, bringing stuff to you, losing things, getting things, you know, buying something that you don't really want, but you bought it because it was the in thing and now you got payments for it, once you get out of that system, and then you can look at it and say, yeah, I don't really need it, but I like looking at it, and, you know, it's over here, and I can view it every day when I walk by it, you say. Then all of a sudden you're in the moment, and then you're at peace. So in a sense, things that you buy might take you out of peace. And then you're having an experience that could be in duality. So, it's a fine line to talk about this because darkness does give you a lot of horsepower and a lot of sensation on doing something. Where basically you want to be in source energy. So if you want a lot of thrills, dark side will give it to you, believe me. Excitement. So back to you. Does that answer your question, Larry?
Yes, it does, Ron. I appreciate that.
Good, Larry, and thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Okay, Ron, that was terrific. Wow, show's going, the time's going by really fast tonight. Okay, so again, if anyone has any other clone sort of situations that have happened to them, please let us know. Oh, there was one thing on the fast chat. Someone on one of the videos, one of your videos, Ron, and I'm thinking that it must be your videos on YouTube where you've been speaking at one of the expos. So someone of our listeners was watching one of those videos and saw someone on there that looked like them. And it freaked them out.
Oh, wow, okay.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah. Do they live in the same town, or was it one of the ones in a different town, I wonder?
I don't know. This person put it on the fast chat, so if you're still listening, you know, give us some more details. And then, meantime, we have another healing question, Ron, if you want to move on to that. A listener, and this is a longtime listener, and someone I know has done the basic healings like the emotional body, and she would like to do a healing, but she wants your help in figuring out which would be the most beneficial to her. And the choices are self-empowerment, prosperity empowerment, prosperity jumpstart special, or psychic billboard. And they're all inexpensive. So this person has an extra $50, and all of those are $50 or less.
If you have not ever did the self-empowerment one, that's, I think, 2 months in length. Do that one for your $50. Or maybe it's 6 weeks.
I think it is 6 weeks.
In fact, everybody out there should probably do it. I would suggest maybe 3 times a year, every 4 months, go in and do that clearing, and because it'll bring up more stuff for you. Remember, the problem that we have is we have this DNA. It's kind of like having a sponge. You know, you get a sponge and you put it in water, and it's full of gunk, and you squeeze it one time, and it looks great. Well, you can't always squeeze it a bunch of times at first. So each time you do a clearing and you start working with yourself, that's why I said maybe, you know, doing it like 3 times a year every 4 months. So each time, you know, you start working on yourself more and more, your friends and just living life will bring up issues that's stored inside of you to come out to get healed. That's why I say if you did your emotional clearing, And you felt pretty good, you know, and you just took off and said, you know, I'm going to go live out in the woods, you know, be in nature. I don't want to interact with people anymore. Well, then, remember, people bring forth your situations and your stuff. So, by saying that again, you know, the people will bring forth that hidden DNA that's ready to pop up onto the surface. So, if you didn't have anybody doing that to you and for you, then you could be very peaceful. But they start triggering stuff in you, and your body knows that it's still in you. And once it gets triggered, then voila, there you are. You're going to be dealing with an issue. So do that clearing, because that thing can get rid of a lot of stuff. There's like 38 issues there. And I'm sure one of those probably came up. And just take the time and go in there and do it and enjoy doing it. And look at the clearing as, man, I just did this clearing. I may live an extra year or two longer in good health. Okay? So you need to realize that that's going to help you out the most. And that's what I would do. Psychic billboard is good, but that's going to, have yourself bring things to you. You don't even need that, you see. Do a clearing to help yourself. And that's what I would say, you know, to get in there and just do that clearing. Do make yourself, you know, feeling a lot better, and to get rid of the negative energies. But the other one is to bring something to you. But you want to clean yourself out first. That's why you want to do those kind of hand in hand. The whole thing is clean yourself out, or you start to ask for something, as you may end up being on the wrong timeline. And you may get things happening to you to knock you over your head because you didn't do the clearings. know, the old saying is that people talk about all the time is, geez, I wanted to get something, and all of a sudden what I wanted got even further removed from me. I started having more situations. And typically, you know, since we live on a planet of money, maybe you're saving up to buy something, and, you know, all of a sudden you're getting close, you know, you got your piggy bank there, you know, and you only got a dollar more to go, and you got your nine bucks in there, and you got one more dollar, and sure enough, something happens, we have to spend eight of that. And then you start over again. Well, that's the way it works, because you have an issue, and that issue now is being covered up, which you can't see, and all this negative energy is coming to you. All of a sudden, you wonder, gee, what's this all about? It may have happened to you four or five times. So it's quite interesting. I saw something on YouTube. Then we'll go to the live ship in a few minutes. I mean, not on YouTube, but on Yahoo. And some lady found in a fast food store, I don't know, what was it? I'm guessing $2,800. So think of the guy that lost that. It was in an envelope, right? So maybe they're very, very wealthy, and for some reason, you know, they didn't miss it at all. Maybe that was somebody's whole life savings, you know. Maybe they sold something, and they're going to pay a bill with that. And all of a sudden, they lost it. Well, that's, you know, there's a thing of the sabotage on that situation. And, you know, maybe the person, and the person's on, you know, on Yahoo's, maybe a person will see them and say, yeah, that's my money. You know, but if not, that person who received it, she got a landfall, you know. Very well. Oh, what timeline is she on? On the lucky timeline. Then when it gets taken away, then she'll be back on the old one, which could be lack, you know. But anyway, do we have any more questions, Ann? And I'll take six requests. Onto the live show, but we could talk for another 5 minutes if you like.
Well, the person who wrote in that they saw a clone or what could have been a clone or someone that looked like them on one of your videos said they don't even live in this country. So,
wow.
I don't know where they live. Yeah, I don't live in the U.S., but I saw myself in Ron's audience. Someone else said a singer in a major rock band from Sweden looks like me. so they
there
thought, well, it's just someone that looks like me.
Wow.
Oh, it was New York that they saw. The video was taken in New York. Yeah, that's weird.
Well, everybody, life is strange.
Yeah. So, okay, whenever you're ready, Ron, to go to the lightship, and go ahead, people, if you want to put the requests on here, and I will send them over to Ron on the instant messenger, and you can make your requests.
Okay, everybody,
so here
we go. We're going to bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plant, and let's realize that this only works live on our Saturday program, so if you happen to be listening to an archive, just know that you're going to feel peace energy. Here we go. Going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And, well, that's feeling pretty good. So let's go up into the room that has the large palm trees. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're there now, and we're going to go into another location. Remember, you want to request one particular physical healing that you're, you know, maybe having a situation with here. So just request what that is. And now we're going into another room. This is the room that has, it's designed to give you like a little respiratory clearing here. So you might want to take a deep breath now and then here. Breathing changes. That would be wonderful if it helps you. So here we go. We're going to go into the deer room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we're going into another room. And this room is where they have the penguins. So I don't think we've really had a lot of penguin experiences here. So here we go, everybody. I'm going to see the penguins going up. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And somebody's requesting tadpoles. That's interesting, so let's do that. In the tadpoles, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, request your healing. And we're going to go into red sunlight room. Well, they have different colors of sunlight, so I'll have that be your choice, everybody. So here we go, going into a room that has different sunlights.
You know, I'm sorry, Ron. I think I looked at too quickly, and I said red, and they're saying R-E-L sunlight. So I'm not sure what they meant.
It's real.
Real? Maybe they meant real sunlight?
Okay, here we go. So going into the room with real sunlight. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And let's go into a room that has butterflies. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's go into the next room. And we'll go into two more here before we come back. Go into the room that has the food court. A request for the golden plates. But you put your hands on to get energized. So we're going in there right now. We're putting our hands on these special gold plates. We are. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're energized right now. You might feel your body changing. That feels pretty good. Now let's go into another location. And we'll just see what Ann has here. Let's go into the room with the golden whale. So here we go. Last room, golden whale room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody. We're going to come back from the light ship now. Back down with our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. So coming down. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. So, Ann, we'll see what we have for comments, but we'll continue on with our theme here. People can call in if they want to talk to us. But let's try to deal with timelines and how are you feeling about them. That's the main thing. What's going on in your life with timelines? Maybe you found a way to maybe uncover something or to discover something on a timeline. But wow, you know, this really works great. I'm doing this type of timeline crash. Oh, and sometimes what's eluding you, what you don't know what really is going on, but something's out there. Sometimes when you do a timeline crash, all of a sudden you might have a breakthrough, we'll say. I guess breakthrough might not be the right word to use, but that sounds pretty forceful. But you have a situation that's resolved because you happen to crash a timeline and you go, wow, this is great. I didn't even know that I had this issue, and now I can really see it because the timeline is exposing that. And since it's being exposed, now I can feel this energy leaving my body, and I'm free. I'm set free. Well, back to you, Ann.
Okay, well, I just want to say that I don't know if I've experienced that gold plates before that we did on the light ship. But I put my hand out, and I don't see things like some people do, but I really felt a lot of warmth coming from it. And then today my eyes were bothering me, not in a horrible way, just they felt very tired. And I felt as if like a sort of something heavy came over the whole top of my head and my eyes and my face. And it just felt it very calming and relaxing. So thank you very much, Ron. And if anybody else saw anything up at the light ship, of course, we always love to hear about that. And if anyone wants to call in or tell us more anything else they've seen with clones, we would love that as well. Now, let me just go back to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And you mentioned at the beginning of the show that we're almost keeping with the paranormal. And yesterday was Friday the 13th, which is in our culture and historically a day that's considered to be bad luck. So we did a lot of clearing of that. And one listener had written in, and I didn't get to this email. All day I've been very agitated and pissed off at everything. What's going on? Now, do you think, I assume she was listening last night, and I hope she felt better after the clearings you did, but do you think that even if she wasn't connected herself to the energies of Friday the 13th, that people around her who believe in that kind of thing might have been affecting her?
Yeah, and it could be the timeline. Maybe she's on a timeline of that. So, that's the whole thing, is what timeline are you on? You're on a timeline. You have to be. So, stating that, are you on the one in the now, or are you being drug around on timelines that don't really treat you fairly or properly? So you have to look and see where you are and what's happening. So that's the whole thing, is where are you? What timelines are you experiencing? You like your timeline, because you could be on a timeline that's awful. If that's the case, then by all means, definitely get off that timeline. Do timeline crashes on it to get into the now. If you don't get into the now, then you're going to be experiencing more and more stuff. You're not like the stuff that you're experiencing. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So by all means, get off of that timeline and have a wonderful day and a wonderful life on Source Energy's timeline, which is peace. Back to you, Anne.
Thank you very much. Now, would you say, Ron, that we're all on Source Energy's timeline right now as we're listening to the show and having visited the lightship?
Yes, you are on the timeline, yes, of this, in the now timeline. That is correct.
So is it a good time for us to kind of connect
to
our spirits?
I'll show you what it's like. Here we go, everybody. Are y'all sitting down? I'm going to put you on your timeline that happened an hour ago, before you came onto this program. This program automatically puts you into the now timeline. So here we go. I'm going to put you back maybe an hour and a half from now. And you should now, when that happens, you're going to be on a timeline that you may not like, but we'll put you back to this one. So here we go. One, two, three. Oh boy, four and five, and again, one, two, three, four, and five. So now you're on the timeline before you came onto this program. How are you feeling? It's up to you to, sample that. How are you really feeling now, with this timeline that you used to be on? Now I'll put you into the now timeline. So one, two, three, four, and five. And I'm just curious here, did the room temperature change? Do items feel like they're further away from you? Because they more than likely should feel that way. And that's because you're not connected to all of these energies. So back to you, Ann. I think we might have a beat.
Yeah, well, I really felt that, Ron. Thank you so much. And, of course, we welcome anybody's comments. But, yes, I think we heard a beep. Do we have someone on the line?
Hi, yes, you do. It's Janice. Hi, Ann. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Janice.
I have Hi, I have a couple of timeline, statements actually are to share. I have been doing quite a few of them lately, and they have been changing my life, and I've been noticing a huge difference that by doing the timelines, when you just put in the minutes, it's really hard to, you know, to give a number on how many timelines you do. You know, you can calculate if it takes 5 minutes to crash the timeline, but it's kind of hard to put a finger on it. Like, you know, if you put in 6,000 minutes or, you know, I'm even doing much more than that. But I wanted to share with you, I had my ley lines open up in my house a couple weeks ago, and I crashed like 100 of those, but I felt like the energy was still coming through, even though my pendulum would stop and wasn't any movement, but I still felt energy coming through. And after crashing more of them, you know, it's funny, Ron, you talk about how things get taken away from us, but I came up with a couple more rolls of toilet paper in my bathroom after that one, which I thought was kind of funny because I didn't know where this toilet paper came from. It wasn't the type that I had purchased. So by changing the timelines there, I got more toilet tissue. I also one morning woke up and found 3 spoons in my silverware drawer that were not part of my set or part of the set from the ones that I found before of the previous people that lived here. So I've got 3 extra spoons that appeared out of nowhere. I'm just assuming that they came from a different timeline.
It'd be interesting to have them looked at by somebody like the collector or something, unless they're just ordinary spoons. Boy, it sounds like you and Ray should get together.
having things appear. I think we're already sharing the same timeline. So I'm definitely felt last night. But I did want to say though, I was really grateful that you brought up the fear issues this past couple weeks about the timelines, because that brought me into thinking about that, and I was always been like a real brave and courageous person and didn't ever want to go into the fear issues, but once I started breaking that down, it was amazing. I was like, I've been timeline crashing, like I have like 12 different fear issues that came up, one right after another, and I feel so much more at peace by clearing these fear issues off that, you know, obviously we're probably from some underlying fear issues of other timelines. So that's been amazing, is clearing those off. And I wanted to share one more thing about the timelines. You know, I've openly discussed, you know, my ex relationship, and one day I just decided to clear him off, and I calculated about 13,000 timelines I crashed on different situations with different categories that came up with him. That was just an intuitive guess that I took. It could be much more, like I said, because it's really hard to say when you're running the minutes like that. But then I thought he was all cleared, and I felt freedom. I felt released. I felt wonderful. And then I had a nightmare about him the other night, so I thought, oh, no. You know, will I ever be rid? You know? So, you know, when I thought I was free, another situation came up, you know, to timeline crash. But I guess that's what the dreams are for, you know, and we have the tool to keep doing it. But, you know, maybe that's going to be a never-ending issue of trying to get off of his timelines. But I just wanted to share how great it's been to feel the peace and freedom.
That's great,
yeah.
Janice. Yeah, you're so good doing those timelines. And
when you had that nightmare, you know, which is never fun, but did it allow you to kind of see some different issues, some more things you could clear?
Definitely. Yes, definitely. And it was very disturbing, and it was the kind where I was trying to, like, scream in the nightmare to wake myself up, and, definitely. But can I ask something real quick? I don't want to take up so much time. The show is coming to an end fast here. I have a question, and this has been going on in my head for quite a while. Ron, I know in your previous shows you've talked about how people can pick up different emotional bodies from people, or they could have lived that time on another time in a past life. But, you know, I had read a book, like, way back in my 20s of, I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name right, but Sacagawea, the story of the Lewis and Clark, the story of the Indian woman. And I guess I was just wondering, you know, by reading that story, did I pick up entities from that time? Are those timelines? Or was I one of the people who actually was on the Lewis and Clark expedition?
They may have brought you into that timeline. Okay, so...
Just by
reading the book, yeah, you may have been brought into it.
Okay. So
you're connecting yourself...
Yeah,
you're connecting yourself to that timeline.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why we don't want to be reading books, right, Ron?
Yeah, in a sense, yeah, because you're going to... Yeah, you're bringing forth stuff. And that stuff is what you might be energizing yourself with. Oh, yeah, in a sense, you know, that is kind of correct. Well, the more that you connect yourself with, and, you know, it's like role-playing. So you could be stuck in there by reading something, and nuts, you know. That's about all that I can say. You know, it's not good.
Okay. Yeah, because I was just wondering if I read that, like, you know, 30 years ago or whatever, but it did affect my life, I remember in one of your archives you were talking about and how somebody would go to a reader and that reader would say that they were, you know, an archangel or, you know, they were hooked up to somebody's energy, but then the next person would come in and be hooked up to the same energy, but it was just the actual emotional body of that person. Okay. Well, then I'm not a reincarnation of one of the original people on that expedition, then, because that's what I was
told. I would say not.
Okay. So I probably picked up their emotional bodies.
Yeah, that's what I would say happened, yes, uh-huh.
Wonderful. I've been wanting to ask that for a while. Okay. All right, thanks, guys. Bye.
Thanks for calling in, Janice. We appreciate it. And we have, let's see, okay, let me see if I can go back now and see some of the comments. Oh, I know what. I had a question based on what Janice said, Ron. She opened up talking about how she's gotten a lot of healings from clearing fear. Could you do timeline crashes with just the word fear, or do you need to be more specific, like fear of blank?
Well, yeah,
which
it has
sounds
to be
like
fear of, yes, uh-huh.
Pardon?
Yeah, it has to be fear of. You have to figure out what you're in fear of, yes.
Right, because just fear is too broad.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
All that does is tell you that you're in the book of fear.
Okay.
And you have to find out what issue is in fear that's bothering you. So if you don't know, just start writing down every fear you can think of until you empty your mind out, and then clear all of those.
Right.
And after you clear them all, then see what comes up. That'll be in your second book. Part of the call-off, remember, that's like your next DVD, you see. See what's waiting to come up, cause you a problem. Some people who are really intuitive, when they start working with issues, they'll start seeing maybe people's faces and dead relatives and everything else that maybe gave them that particular situation or fear. But they might feel energies leave them during this process. So, back to you, Anne.
Okay, someone's asking, has anyone ever timelined crashed issues with soul family? Probably almost all of our issues are in some ways connected to our soul families, right, Ron?
More than likely that would be correct, yes.
And so as you're timeline crashing, you're helping to be disconnected from your soul family, and you're also helping your soul family out, right? Because they're also being removed from the timeline crashes.
Yes,
That's great.
Yep, if they're on it and you do a timeline crash, whoever's on it will definitely help them.
Right. I love that soul family clearing. I run that all the time. We're getting very near the end of the show, and I wanted to remind everybody that, I feel like we didn't really finish everything up, so thank you all for your comments, and I'm sorry I didn't get to tell Ron all of them. But maybe before we go, Ron, we could have a sample of, you know, maybe a disconnection from one member of our soul family before we go. And before we go, I'll just remind everybody that tomorrow's the 8-hour call, and that next Monday is the next BBS radio show, and that'll be at 4 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay, everybody, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, we're getting a nice peace energy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, oh, boy, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So hopefully you enjoyed the program here. And we'll hopefully see you tomorrow at 10 o'clock Pacific, and that's 1 o'clock Eastern. So blessings, and have a good evening, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.